The paper given this morning dealt with the theme of God and Caesar, the main theme of this conference. This afternoon, I'm taking a session to deal with an apologetics topic. And the background of this is that my wife and I are members of the Sherlock Holmes Society of London. This is one of the two most distinguished Sherlock Holmes societies in the world, the other being the Baker Street Irregulars in New York. And in the Sherlock Holmes Society of London, occasionally members do pastiche. That is to say, creation of stories that are done in the style and the setting of the stories done by Watson. Now, you must understand that for a Sherlockian, Sherlock is a historical person. And his biographer, of course, is Watson. Conan Doyle is no more than a literary editor who came on the scene and is in a secondary position. At the Sherlock Holmes Society of London, I've had the opportunity, for example, to respond to David Jenkins, the Bishop of Durham, who was invited to talk about his Sherlockian interests, and an opportunity to present an apologetic for the Christian faith based on the style of Holmes. And that's what I'm going to do today here. There are numerous allusions to the existing Sherlock Holmes materials, and I will try to point those out as we go along for those of you who are not acquainted with what is known as the canon. The canon consists of the 56 short stories and the 4 longer novels done by Watson or by Holmes himself. The remarkable dialogue to follow came into my hands quite unexpectedly. I had been a member in good standing of the Sherlock Holmes Society.